Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm putting down. That's right. I'm the best radio show on the planet. So everybody should be able to tune in and listen to my radio show. Well, we have all of these people that are off of work, and they're sitting at home with nothing to do. Welcome to the radio show. I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy today's features immensely. And kids, I hope you're sitting back taking notes of the radio show, because it's entertainment for the whole family. All right. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's about 75 degrees, but it's kind of warm out here to be 75 degrees. I'm sitting outside in my patio, and there's a slight breeze that's going around, but the sun is shining, the skies are blue, there's no overcast. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. And this would be a day I would recommend for everybody to come to Vegas and enjoy the activities here in Las Vegas. Except we don't have any activities right now. All the casinos are locked down. Everybody's supposed to be in the house, and they're supposed to be under quarantine. So there's nothing going on in Las Vegas. All of the casinos are shut down. There's no gambling, there's no drinking, there's no buffets open. Oh, it's an awful place to be right now. Nobody's on the strip. The strip is naked. It's nobody walking on the strip at all. So today or now, it wouldn't be a good time to come to Vegas, because you'll see all these beautiful buildings, but you won't see any people. There's nobody out, because everybody should be locked down. They should be in their house listening to my radio show. Actually, that's where they should be right now. And if they're not doing that, they're on social media. So you can hear them or talk to them on Facebook or Twitter or listen to what they're talking about on YouTube. But you should be on blogtalkradio.com. That's where G Money is. So listen to me and my radio show. That's where you should be right now, right today. Okay. Well, we don't have any sports to talk about because no sports are going on anywhere around the world. They got all the sports shut down. But they're talking about starting some sports pretty soon, like in the month of June. So we may have some sports to talk about in the month of June. All right. And news, and everybody's talking about the same thing. They're talking about the virus. And I don't want to talk about the virus anymore. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of talking about it. And I'm really sick of being locked down in my house because I can't go outside. I can't go to the strip and perform. And it's no fun being in Vegas if you can't be in the entertainment capital of the world. That's ridiculous. So I'm sitting in my patio at my house. I had to go outside because I got bored being in the house. I'm in there by myself, so I'm bored. So I'd love to come out and do my radio show because I get to talk to everybody. And everybody should be listening to me. Go, Mob! Go, Mob! I want to say that to all my fraternity brothers that should be listening to my radio show. Now that all of them got noticed that I'm live on the air, they should be listening to what I'm talking about. Go, Mob, to all my brothers, and go, Mob, to all my sisters. They know what that means, so I ain't going to tell you, because that's a top secret password. So, go, Mob, Frat, go, Mob, Source. Yeah, people, I'm live on the radio. All right, well, I got an announcement. Wendy Williams has had a mental breakdown, and she's been suffering from some temporary how should I say it? She's been having she had a mental breakdown because she's been overworked. She's not underpaid, though, that's for sure. But she's been overworked, and she's had some illnesses that have attacked her body. Now, I don't know exactly what the illnesses is. I think it's all a mental thing, and she's just having brain problems. She's just tired. So she took some time off. She was admitted to the hospital from the word on the street. So let's pray for Wendy Williams that she gets better and she gets back on the air to do her talk show. But that's the word on the street. All right, well, back to my radio show. DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break and come back with more of the show in a minute. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball, and I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on? We'll be right back.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser. And they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm glad everybody is tuning in to listen to the activities I'm talking about. Well, every day for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had a guest in my studio. He's G Money, the pimp comic, and he's not working on the strip right now because the strip is closed down. So he's coming into my studio, and he's sharing studio time with me. And I want to let him do his thing live on my radio show. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the pimp comic.
Yeah, what's up, G Money? Thank you for letting me perform on your radio show. It's given me a chance to stay updated with all of my jokes and my stories and stuff. I've been very pleasing to your audience. I'm sure they're enjoying all of my little jokes and my stories and everything as it goes along. Hopefully we'll have the casinos open and I'll go back to work. And then people can come and see me live on the strip as I do my comedy show from casino to casino. So you can come and check me out. And I'm not real expensive either. I'm not going to even tell you what the tickets cost, but I'll wait till we open the show. And then I'll invite everybody down to come see me live and in concert. I have a few jokes that I want to tell you today. Nothing elaborate, real simple jokes. So, the first joke is, why did a homeless turtle cross the road? Because he had to go to the Shell station. All right. What kind of lights did Noah have on his ark with all the animals? He had floodlights. I knew a girl that had two strands of hair, and she put grease on them and combed them to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. Well, I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. I knew a guy, he came and told me he knew a girl that had one eye and one leg. And I said, so what did you call her? He said, oh, I called her IHOP. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp commie. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, you go tell somebody that you heard G Money, the pimp commie, live on the radio. All right. Well, thank you very much, G Money. I appreciate you letting me spend some time on your radio show. I shared a few jokes, and I'm sure your audience got a little bit of a chuckle or a laugh with those four little short jokes I shared with them. So I'll be on Thursday to do another appearance. Since I ain't got nothing else to do, I'm going to hang out with G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm going to be a guest on his radio show. So, all right, everybody, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, G Money, I appreciate you coming into the radio show and spending some time with us. My audience really appreciates your jokes and your time that you spend in the studio. So have a good day. And ladies and gentlemen, that was G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody, because he tells you that's so. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take another commercial break, play a couple of songs, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped. in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks you just slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your myth. The rhymes from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text the tempo like a red alert. Reach it to reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that could dance, and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line I skate. When I finish the rhyme, I got soul. Like this might tempt me to pose, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B. break the stick.
You got it!
Rock him will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I'll hold. You want it next? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the R. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it, wait, erase your rhyme. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I drip steam like a microphone theme. Ego to MC is my theme. I get hyped when I hear drum roll, rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul. Rakim gets stronger as I get older. Constant elevation causes expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. They put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold just cause I rock gold. Rakim is on the mic, and you know I got soul. Now I'ma stop to see what you got. Get off the mic before I get too hot. I wanna see which posse can dance the best. It should be easy cause the beat is fresh. Now feel from uptown, Brooklyn bound, the Bronx, Queens, or Long Island Sound. Even other states come right and exact. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Since you came here, you have to show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. That's all you need is soul, self-esteem, and release. The rest is up to you. Rock him or say peace.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I have the best radio show on the planet. And since everybody's locked down, they're in quarantine in your house, you should be able to pull up the radio show on your computer or on your cell phone and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and it's always entertaining. I tell stories and jokes, and I play music, and usually we'll do sports or we'll do news, but unfortunately there's no sports going on, and there's no news going on, except for the virus, and I already told you I don't want to talk about the virus. So, I think it's time for me to tell you a story. So, DJ Papa D, Do you have a story lined up for them? If so, let's play it now for my listening audience. All right, everybody, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen to the story that I'm about to tell you. It's a good one. So, I got a little story to tell you. Not much of one. I was sitting on the bus stop one day, and this girl passed by that I knew, and she was driving in her little four-door Toyota, and I waved her down, and I said, "Baby, can I ride with you?" And she opened the door and let me in. So I jumped in the car, and I was like, "Where are we going?" And she said, "I don't know, I'm just taking a ride." And I said, "Okay, well, I ain't got nothing to do. I'll ride with you." So we were riding down the streets, and we went down the strip in Las Vegas, and then we jumped on the 215, and we were rolling on the highway, and I was like, "Where are we going?" And she said, "I don't know, I'm just driving." So I was like, "Okay, I need to be, like, in the back seat so I can be limo chauffeur, because you want to drive and I just want to ride, so I need to be in the back seat." So I turned around and put my feet behind the driver's seat in the back of the second seat, back behind her chair, and I was just stretched out in the front with my feet behind her in the back of her seat. And I was relaxing. And all of a sudden, I felt the car speed up. And I looked up, and we were, like, going about 90 miles an hour. And I'm like, "What are you in a hurry for?" And she said, "I don't know. I just wanted to drive fast." And I saw the cars coming up real fast from in front of us. And I said, "Hey, look at that car. That car's getting kind of close." And she ran right into the back of the car. And I said, "Oh, girl, what are you doing?" And she said, "I don't know. That car just didn't move." So I ran into the back of him. And I'm like, "Oh, no, girl. You can't be hitting cars." So she went around that car and sped up again. And I'm like, "Oh, no, are we getting ready to run into some more cars?" I'm backing up, and I'm putting my feet in the front seat now. And I'm sitting up in my chair because I'm watching what this crazy girl is doing. And she's just driving fast. I see the speedometer get to 100 miles an hour, and I'm going, "What the hell?" And she's already hit a car, but she didn't even stop. It just kept on going. And the car is trying to catch up with us now because they want to stop us because they got rear-ended, and they want to stop us so they can get her information so her insurance company can pay for their damage. And she's speeding. And this little Toyota that she's driving is now doing 110. And I'm going, "Oh, no, wait a minute." And I put my foot over there to push my foot on the brake to slow her down. So she kicked my foot off the brake and started pushing the speed pedal, pushing the accelerator down. And we started going faster, and then I tried to grab the steering wheel because I'm going to try to move us off the freeway. And she's like wrestling with me to hold on to the steering wheel. And I'm like, "Girl, what are you doing?" pull over and stop. Because now I'm thinking it's time for me to get out the car. Because this girl done lost her mind. She's driving 110 miles an hour. She just run into somebody's car. And now she got these people chasing us. And I'm like, oh, no, I got to get out of the car. But it's going too fast for me to open the door and just jump out. So I'm trying to grab the steering wheel and maybe steer over to the side of the road. And then I got my foot on the brake, and I'm trying to push the brake as she's pushing the accelerator. And I'm trying to get the car to come over to the curb, but she's snatching the steering wheel back. And we're driving back into the center of the freeway. And I'm pulling it, trying to go to the side. And she's pulling it back to the center of the freeway. And I'm going, oh, no, what is this? And it's starting to get a little crowded because it's getting to be late in the afternoon. And the traffic is starting to crowd up on the freeway. But she's not slowing down. She's about to run into all of these traffic that we're running into because the traffic is starting to stack up. And I'm trying to pull her off the freeway. I'm trying to pull the steering wheel, and she's fighting with me to pull the steering wheel, and I can't get her to pull over, and she's pulling to pull up back on the freeway, and I'm pulling to pull off the freeway, and we get ready to run into some more cars, and I just close my eyes, and my nurse wakes me up. It's all a dream. I have been dreaming such a bad dream that I don't know what I had to eat that night, but it must have been an upsetting dinner. Because it left me with the worst nightmare I've had in years. But anyway, I'm in the hospital because I had an accident, and I'm laid up in the hospital thinking about having a bad car accident. And I'm just laying there going, wow, this is bad business. I can't believe that I had this bad dream. And I can't remember what happened to me in the car accident I was in. The last time I remember it, I was driving. And now I'm laying up in the hospital. And I just had the worst dream that I could have imagined. And the nurse comes in and asks me if I'm all right. She sees me sweating. She asks me if I want a wet rag to put on my head and if I wanted the aspirin to calm down. And she laid me back down in the bed. And she turned my radio on so I could listen to the music. And I dozed back off to sleep for a short period of time, and then it was time for me to wake up and eat breakfast, and that was the end of that story. Wow, it was amazing that I was in an accident, and then I dreamed about being in an accident, and wow. That was just imagination run wild.
All right, out on the street or what?
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Coming, it's coming, it's coming, and it will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're coming up on our 400th radio show, and we're going to have a 400 show celebration. That's 2 years on the radio, so it's going to be an outstanding day where we'll have a lot of entertainment on the radio. We're going to play a lot of music, and we'll have a lot of comedy shorts. And we'll have some stories. Oh, it'll be a great day. So tune in to our 400th radio show, which will be in about 2 weeks. See you on the 400th radio show. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C., to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless, and I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Well, it's time for me to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. So thank you for listening to my radio show. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm sure you enjoyed the show. I'll be back on the air on Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for playing my radio show on social media so we can get it around the world. And I want to thank DJ Pop D, who's my studio engineer. And he's been playing the music, playing the stories, and playing my comedy shorts. So he's the engineer of my radio show. I couldn't do it without him. So, free money, entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Peace. Stay in the house and stay covered up and don't go out without a mask. Okay? All right. Peace. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. It's coming, it's coming, and it will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're coming up on our 400th radio show, and we're going to have a 400th show celebration. That's 2 years on the radio. So it's going to be an outstanding day where we'll have a lot of entertainment on the radio. We're going to play a lot of music, and we'll have a lot of comedy shorts, and we'll have some stories. Oh, it'll be a great day. So tune in to our 400th radio show, which will be in about 2 weeks. See you on the 400th radio show. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
It's coming, and it will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're coming up on our 400th radio show, and we're going to have a 400th show celebration. That's 2 years on the radio, so it's going to be an outstanding day where we'll have a lot of entertainment on the radio. We're going to play a lot of music, and we'll have a lot of comedy shorts, and we'll have some stories. Oh, it'll be a great day. So tune in to our 400th radio show, which will be in about 2 weeks. See you on the 400th radio show. It's coming, and it will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're coming up on our 400th radio show, and we're going to have a 400th show celebration. That's 2 years on the radio, so it's going to be an outstanding day where we'll have a lot of entertainment on the radio. We're going to play a lot of music, and we'll have a lot of comedy shorts, and we'll have some stories. Oh, it'll be a great day. So tune in to our 400th radio show, which will be in about 2 weeks. See you on the 400th radio show.
May 28th.
from 3 to 5 p.m. Vegas time.
Okay. Say that again.
Yeah. May 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. Vegas time.
Okay, now say it again, but don't say first.
May 28th, 3 to 5 p.m., Vegas time.
Say it like you have some emotion.
May 28th, 3 to 5 p.m., Vegas time.
Perfect.